You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn on. And today it's a Dealer's Choice Bad Choice Friday. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, you will see all our names that are up there. Mm-hmm. Vote for one of your favorite members of the Men's Room show, or based on musical maybe similarities, so
sure.
to speak, would you think one of us would want to play? We all picked a tune.
Correct.
And when you vote, whoever gets the most votes... we will play that person's song coming up after we drink and toast with the shout of the day. Now, Ted, you have an eye on the voting.
I do.
How are we doing right now as far as the voting is concerned?
It's actually pretty close.
Is it really? Who's in the lead?
Thrill is currently.
Okay.
Because people have good taste and they know I do too. It's just that simple.
All right. So vote for your favorite member.
Ted, you look
whatever.
Convinced that that's true.
Yeah. Well, as you say, also, as the one that runs the Twitter, I anybody that says I'm voting for anybody else, I just say boo.
You suck. Yeah. So vote for a member of the Men's Room program, and whatever song that each of us have picked, that is the song we are going to play at 5 o'clock, which will be a surprise to us, too, as we do not know the other songs that the members have picked. So
mine is not
up.
In my normal ones I would pick.
But I don't, you like rap, you like country,
you like everything.
You like rock, you like, I mean, I'm just like, it could be any freaking thing with you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Think with an American classic.
I think it's going to be like dance stuff.
Yeah? Yeah.
You said an American classic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Bon Jovi, but I don't know, man. I don't know with you.
Like Swedish House Mafia or something, you know?
You know what, Miles? I almost went Avicii.
All right, okay.
You're not wrong.
All right. Our question today, what made the traveling experience suck? This one sure did suck. Hippos, they say, are seeing somewhat of a popularity boost lately thanks to internet star Moo Ding.
Because Moo Ding is a baby hippo.
Yeah.
But
she hasn't
British
killed anybody yet.
Will probably be fine if he doesn't see one for a while. The BBC reports on a trip to southern Africa. And a guy named Roland Cherry, he took this vacation in...
Roland Cherry. Okay.
He's not a porn star. He is actually a person. He took this trip in June with his wife that included a guided canoe safari on Zambia's Kafue River. The couple were floating down the waterway when a hippo slammed into their vessel, much like a car crash, according to Cherry. That's when the canoe reared up in the air, tossing both Cherry and his wife into the water. Now, Shirley Cherry.
Shirley. Somehow, that's her name.
Shirley Cherry.
Roland Cherry and Shirley Cherry. Come on.
Shirley Cherry, somehow managed to get to shore, but her husband's shoulder had dislocated, making it hard for him to swim with just one functional arm, as the hippo snatched him, then drug him under the water. Roland Cherry thought to himself, Oh, no. What a way to go.
I'm sure that's exactly how it was in the city.
I'm not ready to die. He managed to briefly escape, but the hippo was not done. I was grabbed again and thrown through the air like a rag doll, adding that the final hurl put him closer to the people on a nearby boat, who ended up being able to pull him to safety. The BBC notes that Cherry found out later hippo had a young calf, so the mom was protecting her calf. In addition to a dislocated...
It's a hippo.
A hippo. She was just being a hippo. Mm-hmm. She happened to have a young calf.
In addition to the dislocated shoulder, Cherry was also hurt on his thigh. He suffered a 10-inch wound on his abdomen. A lucky break, considering nurses at the hospital he was taken to told him they'd never met a survivor of a hippo attack before. The couple are now raising money for the hospital as thanks for tending to him. They've given me a second chance at life. I need to give it back. He's hoping to raise more than $25,000 so that the hospital can buy new medical equipment, per The Guardian. As for his newfound nemesis, Cherry tells the BBC, "I don't hate hippos, despite one attacking me."
All right, let me ask you this, Miles. Now, I know toward the end of the year, you plan on visiting your daughter over there in Africa. And one of the things that you plan on doing, you even said yesterday, it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, actually go on safari.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, now. You explained some details about safari that are very, very, very important to follow. And a safari is a safari. But let me ask you this. If your daughter says, all right, we also have the opportunity to do a canoe.
No.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
No.
Because of the hippos specifically.
No,
right?
Not even that. The crocodiles.
So you're going to go on the safari, but you will not do, if they said
no. No. Are you kidding me?
Like 2 miles.
No. I would not swim in fresh water in Florida.
No, not fresh. You're in a canoe.
I'm with Miles. No, I do the safari. I'm not getting in a canoe.
Things are bigger in Africa. I mean, look. Yeah. I mean, Florida is Florida, and Florida's got some dangerous stuff. I would never swim in fresh water there.
Nope.
I would never swim or be in fresh water in Africa. That sounds...
You have the opportunity, man. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but just no.
I don't need to see a crocodile that close where I'm in its mouth.
Man, I think it's the hippo. The story, and we covered this a couple of years ago, but it was... it was in Africa, and two dudes, just like you and me, decided to go canoeing.
They were from here.
And we're following a guide.
They were from Seattle.
Okay. And this guy, and they're going down this uncharted part of the river. That's why they have a guide who is native to the area, and he kind of knows the river. They do not, but like anything, just follow me. I'll get you there safely. So just imagine, so you're in your canoe with your once-in-a-lifetime experience, and then your guy, was it a hippo or was it a crocodile?
Crocodile breached out of the water and basically took him in a second.
Snatched his ass, and he's gone.
It breached the vessel. So they did not tip over. It picked him out,
right.
Went over the top with him, and he was gone.
He's gone.
And the crocodile never came back up to the surface or the guy.
Because he's got a meal.
He took him to the bottom. I mean, yeah. He was gone in a second.
So now, here you are.
But you witnessed this.
You're an uncharted African river. What's next?
This is why I don't want to go on the water in Africa. That is the story that keeps me out of a kayak, out of a canoe, out of a small boat. You've seen the boats that they have that are motorized with a big old Johnson outboard.
Yeah.
And a hippo.
You a hippo and your Johnson.
And a hippo comes flying up out of the water and starts swimming and chasing a motorized boat. And the hippo is winning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's closing in on the boat.
Why don't they have faster boats? Like, because your point is, every boat they put out there seems to be slower than the hippos.
From my perceived knowledge of boating back in the day, the boat is at least going 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, hippos are, in you spite could def- of their
you could,
appearance.
You could definitely water ski on the back of that boat at the speed it was going.
Well, so could the hippos, bro. You realize then you could water ski on the back of a hippo.
You could.
Okay. All right. Another question for you.
You know they don't even swim.
What
are they, just leaping?
Yeah. They're that big.
Jesus.
Huh.
Yeah.
So they're running. Is that why
they're like running and propelling themselves.
That's a big, fat, agile animal. All right. So on safari, all right, do you know, is this one where you guys are walking around or are you in like a Jeep?
I think it's a little of both.
Really?
Yes.
How terrified are you going to be when you step out of this caged vehicle? Like, hey.
Well, they're going to ask me a lot of weird questions about what I have in my backpack. I know that to be a fact.
What do they think you might have in your backpack?
Like, well, no, I'm going to bring like a laser pointer in case a lion tries to attack me.
Yeah, so of course.
I can just do that thing, you know what I mean?
And I have some salami.
I might have some catnip that looks like weed. I don't know. It depends on what's out there. I've got to figure it out. I do know, Ted, you know you can't wear certain clothing on these trips?
On the safari?
Yeah. There's a reason.
I mean, I thought everybody, you just dress like you're on a safari.
There's a reason for this.
So you camouflage in?
Basically, you want to look like the terrain. You do not want to wear a white shirt. You do not want to wear anything that's colors, red. You can wear dark green because that blends in.
Sure.
You can wear tan, khaki. That's it. That's basically all you can wear.
But you said even your skin tone, black guy, white guy, Asian guy, it doesn't matter. Like, you might long
want
sleeves.
Might want to sleeve up depending on how, like if you're from Ireland and you're going on safari, you are white as a sheet, you need to wear a long sleeve shirt.
You got to hit the Army Navy surplus store.
Pretty much.
Just
also, it's 90, 110 degrees. You know, 90 and 910. So that stuff isn't light, so to speak. I mean, that's like card hard stuff, you know?
Well, Miles, maybe you made the right decision. Someone here says, I've been to Africa for safari. Absolutely F going anywhere near the water. So not even in the water, just don't get near it.
Well, that's where all the animals drink, too.
Well, yeah. And that's the only time they seem to not be killing each other.
Yeah, they're cool with that. They're cool in that one environment.
But well, like, but once you've quenched your thirst, like, okay, we get to kill each other now.
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of like morning, Ralph. Morning, Sam.
And I'm curious to hear how it goes, because the one thing, I read this review, is like Vanity Fair or something. This woman did a walking safari, and she's like, you know, it's you pay attention to the guide. The only weird thing on the walk, she just said at one point, he just puts his hand up, like, shut up, do not move, and he's testing the wind, and he's like, okay, listen, I need you to follow me, walk exactly this path, because the elephants are in rut, and they're kind of like right over there, so to speak. But if the wind blows or changes direction and they get a scent of us, the way he explained it, they will continue to pursue us mm-hmm. until they get us. That's one. But she said, you know, all that's fine because you trust your guide. She did point out, didn't have a gun, he has a stick. But then they set up their canopy tents at night, okay? Everyone's tired, everyone's mm-hmm. exhausted, and she said, it was the worst night's sleep of my life because there's so many nocturnal animals, okay? So she's like, you'll hear growling or mating calls and all that stuff. She goes, that's one thing. And then there's this piercing scream in the middle of the night, and you realize some animal is getting its throat ripped out by a lion, and you can hear it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I cannot tell how close it is. And she goes, you know, she goes, apparently any animal, when it is dying and being ripped apart, we all sound the same.
Yep.
It can be a person, it can be a baby, it can be your dog, it can be a lion, it can be a zebra. It's like, it is just, and then dead silence.
Right.
And she's like, I did not sleep well.
There's all kinds of tips that they offer you as far as, okay, so all that dangerous stuff aside, what do you think the most dangerous thing is there that they could honestly kill me pretty quickly?
Quickly? I mean, mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes, heat? Number one.
Okay.
So they say with Westerners, all right, especially because of our diets, all right, they recommend you going to a sauna or sweating out before you even get on the plane.
For real.
You're going to sweat when you get there. But all of the food that we eat, you're not supposed to drink a lot of alcohol because of all these things that attract.
Are you going to follow that?
I mean, I'm going to do what I can. But I got to take the malaria medication on like 2 or 3 days before I leave and then the entire time I'm there. But the mosquito, there's bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
There's bugs everywhere. Like the flies that bite, and that's another thing. The colors attract bugs.
Jeez.
So there's a fly down there that'll take a huge chunk out of you, and it's attracted to the colors of your clothing. So you need to make sure it's not
except tan.
I mean, it's almost like you're on guard. I mean, no matter what you do, you're looking over your shoulder.
You haven't any second thoughts about this?
Absolutely. Okay. If she wasn't there, do you think I would fly down there for a week?
Do mosquitoes usually bite you?
Yes.
Oh.
See, all right. With Steve, they don't like it.
Correct.
Like they're racist.
When Steve's house was needed to be fumigated because of all the fleas from those two cats, those fleas ate me and you. They did not
correct.
Eat Steve.
No.
That's why he didn't care.
Yeah.
It didn't bother
him. They don't do anything.
Because they didn't get on it. But as soon as we walk in the door.
Why do you think that is? Look, I don't want to be bitten by bugs because no one seems to enjoy. Like, bees will sting the piss out of me.
You don't taste good.
I clearly do not.
There's all this science behind why mosquitoes like some people more than others.
Because I love my wife. Love her. She's the most delicious thing in nature.
I mean, when you said that, that's what would scare me.
Do you get attacked by mosquitoes?
Oh, if there's one around, it's like it finds me.
Yeah. What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Josh?
I'm doing all right. So my story is basically my girlfriend and I planned a trip to go to Vegas. And this was, we planned it right around the end of 2019. So it was right before COVID was really starting to ramp up. We took our trip at the end of February. And to avoid traffic, we didn't want to go down I-5. So we took Highway 26 around Mount Hood. got caught in a blizzard, and it was like 2.5-3 feet of snow. We were driving through all this snow and couldn't see more than a foot in front of your face. And my girlfriend at one point is like, don't look to the side. There's a ravine over there. And I'm freaking out. So we're driving through all this snow. And then eventually we make it to Vegas after driving through the desert and nothing. And COVID was starting to get worse. And we booked a hotel like towards the north end of the strip. So when we wanted to walk down the strip, turned out we were about 9 miles from the strip. So we had to walk 9 miles down, walked around all day long in the casinos and stuff, and then walked 9 miles all the way back to our hotel room. And then the very next day they shut down Vegas like completely. So we couldn't even go to any casinos or nothing.
How many more days were you there while everything was shut down?
We pretty much just stayed the rest of the day trying to like find something to do. I think we maybe got a bite to eat or something. And then eventually we just kind of packed up and we're like, you know, we're not going to stay because there's nothing to do. So then we just took off and we were going to go see the Grand Canyon and make our way up north to like Mount Rushmore and stuff. But then there was another snowstorm that hit down there. So that completely rerouted our trip. And then we had to drive to the west to get back up here to Washington. And so we took the Pacific Coast Highway and drove up that way. But yeah, it was a whole thing, man.
Oh, man. Hey, look. Vegas.
That sucks with your first time.
Everything about that
sucks. Speaking of Vegas shutting down, I'm good for 3 days is about my limit.
I think that is tops, yes.
And went down there with family, kids, the whole deal. New Year's Eve, we went down there to watch some shows. And then there was a huge ice storm in Seattle. So it wasn't that flights weren't leaving Vegas. It was the fact that flights were not being allowed back into SeaTac and up into Everett, which is, I believe, where we flew out of to go to Vegas. You couldn't fly back in town because we were looking for, can we fly into Portland? Where can we, you know, like, how do we pull this off? But it was a whole deal across the entire area. The day after New Year's Day, all right, we're supposed to fly back on New Year's Day. Vegas is still active. There's still stuff going on that day. There's football games on. People are still there. All that stuff. Now, the next day, I did not know this. This is Vegas's holiday. If you are an employee, if you work, if you are in shows, if you run restaurants, wait staff, whatever, this is your break. This is when you get time off. It's like clockwork.
Oh, like January 2nd.
January 2nd. Until whenever they start ramping back up again, maybe the 15th.
Yeah,
but you get like a 2 week window of everybody just leaves town and goes and does whatever they want to do. This is their time. It's eerie to walk down the strip in Vegas and you are the only people on the sidewalk.
I mean, are the casinos still open?
They are open,
but there's just no action.
Every single table is shut down if you're into gambling.
Oh, well.
I mean, you can do slots. You could. There were a couple game tables.
Yeah,
maybe one for each game where there's normally 10, 15.
Yeah.
So if you want to play Pie Gal, there's one table open. If you want to do poker, there's one table open. Yeah, it was desolate. And all the restaurants that were the good restaurants, I mean, hell, White Castle was closed. Like, I mean, everything was closed. I mean, everything was closed. I mean,
is that when you snapped?
Even White Castle! I mean, my God.
Son of a.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you know that.
To Miles threw a trash can through a window.
Yeah, that was the one.
And to White Castle.
And to your point from the other day, Ted, that was the one thing that that my dad and my uncle told me about that hurricane. And I was like, how's it going down there? Like, not good. Like, what do you mean not good? Like, well, it hadn't hit yet, but Waffle House is they're closed.
Oh, now no. We're scared.
Oh, yes.
No. That's not even a joke.
People were saying a White Castle or a Waffle House boarded up is the scariest photo of that store.
It's just
because they don't never close.
They do not close.
And when they found out that they second guessed whether they should have evacuated or not.
Oh.
That was the moment.
Seriously,
where they went,
what Waffle House is known for this in Hurricane Alley, essentially. Because they will open for anything. And it's gotten to the point that people will ignore what you're saying on the news. Not that they doubt a hurricane's coming, but the veracity of the storm. If Waffle House closes down, then residents go, oh my God, it's bad.
I mean, honestly, you know, we had just talked about it, but when they shut the lights off in Vegas, that's when I really started taking the COVID thing seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Okay, like they shut that down. The NBA, so we're not doing it this season. The baseball shut down that season. The XFL shut down midseason. Like, all right, this thing.
Yeah, what are they. I don't think it's real, but people call it the Waffle House Index.
Index, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. The Rock.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Coming up, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC right after emails on our question, what made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, amigos.
Hola.
Hey, good afternoon to the best station in the nation.
Hey, oh, thank you.
Hey, also, I got to give a shout out to Steve Miggs, whose perseverance, resilience, and strength showed this morning. He's
it sure did.
Act.
Yeah, it absolutely did, man. Yeah, talked to him for a couple of minutes after the show today, and he said, look, two things. One, you know, I found out an hour before the show, and I made the decision to do the show just to put some humor and lightness in my life. But also, on behalf of him, to anyone listening, if you texted in this morning, you have no idea how deeply appreciated it was.
And
for
you
him,
know, he was doing okay when he walked out of here. But like anything else, man, and this is not on that level, but true to a lot of things. It seems for a lot of people, for myself included, and obviously for Steve, when you're going through the worst things, sometimes the best thing you can do is just go to work, take your mind off of it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because when you get back home, it's going to be there. So sometimes, you know, in my mind, the best thing you can do is just try to clear your mind, and work's not a bad way of doing it.
And credit to Miggs, man. You know, he addressed it basically when the show opened, which takes a lot. You know, that's a lot of stuff to share, man.
Yep.
Man, that was it. I was on this morning. I listen to you guys all the time. I'm old and retired. And,
oh, good for you.
You guys keep me occupied.
Nice.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so real quick, here's the story. Wife and I went to Vegas 20 years ago. And four nights, right? And we do the little bit of gambling early in the afternoon. By 7, it's time to eat. And here's where I learned one of life's hard lessons. I ordered the captain's plate. And when you go to Vegas, a desert, you don't order seafood. Dudes, I spent by 2 in the morning. We ate about 8. By 2 in the morning, I'm on the toilet. Stuff is running south. I got a bucket in my hand. Stuff's running north. For 3 days, this went on. I got so dehydrated. The guy had to pour me into the cab to get to the plane back. I'm laying on the airport floor till finally they got a wheelchair and wheelchaired me in the plane. Yeah, this was just pretty. My wife still loves that trip. And then it was kind of a bumpy flight back, so I'm kind of dry heaving because there's nothing in me. I haven't eaten for 3 days. And dude behind me ends up Ralphing, and it was just ugly, guys.
Yeah, yeah. That flight back from Vegas, one way or another, is always
it's never good.
Yeah,
food poisoning just adds
but
on.
But not with that on top of it.
Man, one of life's hard lessons.
So,
guys,
did you get the seafood on day one, night one?
Night one at 8 o'clock, and by 2 in the morning, it was over the whole trip. Done.
Yeah, man.
Did your wife not stay by your side, but did she kind of hang out and check in on you, or was she like, look, bro, there's nothing I can do. I'm going out.
She's a keeper. We've been together 30-something years.
That terminal, man, the last terminal, the Alaskan Airline terminal in the Vegas airport, when if you're waiting and people are getting off the plane in front of you, pepping their step, everyone's happy.
Fired up.
Holding hands.
Vegas.
Man, ready to go, walking off there, and everybody, there's not even a line to get on the plane. You know, you have those people standing around, waiting for their section to be called and whatever. It was just like, everybody's just like begrudgingly in their chair, like, oh, we got to get up. And people just slowly zombie walk down the ramp onto the airplane. And it's the quietest flight in probably North America as any flight leaving Vegas.
Yeah, I told you, the first time I went, we were all like 21. And we're flying back to Maryland. And I mean, there was four of us. I was the only one that didn't puke.
All right.
But I mean, that plane, there was a line the entire flight for people waiting to puke.
Yep. What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Oh, man. I got to give a shout out to Vic Hawk here real quick. He's going to have a fun one today, I think.
So
I'm a repeat call. This is about the pirate eventing that I called in a few years ago. This one was in 2019. We're gearing up 2 a.m. in the morning to head all the way down in Oregon, down in Sweet Home near Lebanon. And my truck just got a new engine replacement. And I'm pulling this 8,000-pound trailer fully loaded out in a caravan of four vehicles with like 14 people. We go to turn on my truck, and it just does not want to start at all. So now we're spending the next half hour, 40 minutes troubleshooting it, seeing if we can just get it to get on. I'm just like, I don't care. We just need to hit the road. And it turns out I'm just going to have to call. I called the tow truck. We had to spend almost 30 minutes waiting for that tow truck driver just to show up. While we're waiting on that, we have to pull this fully loaded trailer off of my hitch and put it on another one of our vehicles. And this other vehicle is just a dinky little Jeep Grand Cherokee that didn't really have enough power to really haul that thing. So we spent this whole 5-6 hour trip going like 15 miles an hour slower than we're used to. We had five people who are going for their first time. And the story gets worse. When we get there, we had like an entire 5 acres that set aside for some camping area for a lot of us who, you know, get our area pre-secured like a month or two in advance. That whole 5 acres of this entire park was closed off to us, and then we were having to camp in half the space we were originally granted. And that entire experience kind of sucked for a whole week.
Did you have to drive with the Grand Cherokee back up?
Oh, yeah, we did. I had to swap my truck out for a friend of ours for her, like, 1988 Oldsmobile something. And I had to drive that thing with no AC and 5 people in it.
What happened to your truck, man? Did you find out?
Yeah, turns out my AC compressor seized up, and that thing's on a timing chain on the crankshaft, so it didn't want to go, so the engine couldn't start. They called me when I got to the site. I was freaking out. It was like $7,000 that my mother-in-law had just paid to have this thing replaced just months beforehand. And it says, no, it's just the AC compressor seized up. I'm like, good, cut that dang train off, and I'll come pick it up when I get back.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Dude, that sucks.
That really was terrible.
What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitolas.
Hola.
Water and virgins.
Sure.
So this was just before COVID, man, and I got some kids back east with an ex. New York, so cheapest way, you know, is rent a car and drive back east. You know, I traveled a bunch when I was a kid with the family. So anyway, go pick up the rental car and start heading across, you know, going into Idaho and see this, you know, one of the signs on the side of the road, the bolos, you know, and said looking for a you know, keep an eye out, call 911, see if you see a silver Nissan Versa. I'm like, man, I'm driving a silver Nissan Versa.
Uh-oh.
So it's license plate, and I'm like, wonder what my license plate is. So get out and check, and yeah, sure as crap, me license plate's 2 numbers off, just like reverse numbers, you know?
What kind of alert was this again?
Be on the lookout.
A bolo. So, like, a parent had, and I think it was from Oregon originally, but he had ties to Tacoma. A parent had kidnapped his kid, you know, custody visit thing, gotcha, whatever, gotcha. And had either assaulted or killed the mom. So, you know, this dad running away with his kid, pretty much. Sort of matched my description, but then yeah, almost same car with like license plate with 2 different numbers. So anyway, you know, I was like, all right, well, I'll just, you know, make sure to drive safe. And sure enough, man, like 2 hours into my drive, get lit up, stick control, they pull me over, they don't even approach the car till another unit gets there, and you know, they're approaching the car, guns drawn, yelling, you know, hands out the window, pop the trunk, toss the keys, you know, whole nine. They come up and I tell them, they're like, hey, you know, we're gonna, there's a bolo out for a car. I'm like, oh great. They're like, you're going far? I'm like, just cross country, you know. Keep driving. Like, now I'm in Idaho, get pulled over in Idaho, same exact thing.
How long does each stop take before they can clear you?
Oh, the first stop was about 35 minutes, honestly, because they didn't even come up to the car until, like I said, the second unit got there. And then, like, the second unit gets there, I'm like, what's going on? And they're, like, they're not allowing traffic to go by or anything like that, you know what I mean? So they're blocking off part of the interstate, you know, the highway. Yeah, then the second one, a little bit less. And then, like, by the third time, yeah, I think, I don't know, I was probably in Montana by this time. I just, like, I got lit up. I pulled over, put my hands out the window. I popped it all within, like, 25 seconds. I popped my head out the window. I'm like, yeah, no, it's not me. Look, check the license plate again. Yeah, it ended up sucking. And then top it all off, I get to halfway to Chicago, or to Chicago, the car ends up dying. Get a tow truck from the rental company, 3 a.m. That car ended up dying like half a day late. Yeah, it was just a crappy trip. But yeah, I think I got pulled over about 4 times and still got a picture with the last state trooper that pulled me over, at the window, and sent it to my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife. But yeah, Jesus. Man, it was.
That is nuts, man.
Damn, man.
That is nuts. Yeah.
And what are the odds?
Right.
You know, like, I'm driving that kind of car.
What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
That would be absolutely a nightmare, seeing that on the sign.
Right, and then you know that every state you cross into, it's like, we're going to go through this again.
Especially if your license plate is that close.
Oh, yeah, and I guarantee every cop's like, that's the guy, we found him.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, right, especially somebody who's on the run for a crime that bad. Like, yeah. I'm with you, like, you're not going to run the whole plate. You're just like, oh, there he is.
That's it, right? That is absolutely it. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So I'm flying a red eye to Mexico. I think I texted this years ago, but it was the first year before COVID. And so we fly out of Houston, I believe, and a guy ended up dying on the flight directly ahead of me.
Right. The seat in front of you?
Yes, the seat in front of me.
Did you have any idea that this was happening at the time? Was he sleeping?
No, we thought he was sleeping. He was with a family of 8 and had a twin. And so anyways, we go and they're doing the CPR/AED in front of me. And those planes are pretty skinny that go down to Mexico.
Yeah.
The ones that fly out of Texas or whatever. And ends up, they keep a pulse going. And we ended up, because you don't have an AED to go to the next place. We had to emergency land in another place in Texas. And so there's a 3 or 4 hour layover there. Nobody was pissed because.
Well, yeah. I mean, the guy died.
You tend to be a little
forgiving. Mm-hmm. It's not like he was having a coughing fit. How long after your flight took off did all of this happen?
About 20 minutes, 25 minutes. So we had to emergency land. And because we did that, they had to inspect the plane because we hit pretty hard on the tarmac. And so that was a 3 or 4 hour layover. And then we had to fly back to Houston.
Oh, God.
So I was supposed to be in Mexico at 11, and I got there at midnight.
Oh, God.
Jeez, man.
What did they do with a guy when they determined that he was deceased? Or did they continue to work on him until they landed?
On the tarmac, they continued to work on the guy.
Okay.
And then I ran into some people that were heading back home with me that I didn't know, and they basically said the guy had passed, unfortunately.
Man.
But they were doing all that stuff, and my foot's right next to him, and the AED, if you touch the person, you know, you're getting shocked.
Oh, yeah.
How old do you think this guy was?
Oh, he's late 50s, early 60s. Probably.
Okay.
But
damn,
there was just the whole family offloaded on the second stop. I mean, they didn't. So I got a new seat, which was nice because the plane.
There you go. Yeah. It's a plus side.
It's not a full flight anymore.
Yeah, somebody died, but now I got a window aisle. All right. What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK. Take the positive out of it.
I felt bad.
Better seat. Yeah.
See, no one on armrest. Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Leckard Horse. Just enjoying this lovely IFF traffic on my way to the Kraken game.
Well, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the question.
All right. So let's rewind to October of 2020, probably the worst month of my life. So long and short of it, I'm in the Navy. I was about to conduct what's called the PCS, a permanent change of station. The day before I'm supposed to leave, I get my first fender bender.
Of course.
All right.
So I drop it off at the collision store, and I'm about to pay $5,000, but thankfully I had a $1,000 deductible. So I decided to go to Vegas for the week while I was in the shop. Fast forward to the week, I leave with my car, pay the $1,000. I pick my brother up from SeaTac, and we're driving. We're down in Portland, and all of a sudden, my car just comes to a complete stall. The gas is going, but the car isn't going.
All right.
Fast forward, so I'm broken down in Portland. I have to get a hotel for the four-day week, and I'm unfortunately stuck in Portland for Columbus Day weekend. And all the shops are closed, and thankfully there was a shop open late Friday, and I had to hunker up and get a hotel for the weekend.
Okay.
And I ended up spending $1,000 on the hotel. And from what I found out when I picked my car from the shop is that the shop that was supposed to pick up my car tore my transmission belt, sorry, my transmission hose, and I ended up paying another $1,000 for that. So that whole entire week cost me $2,000.
Wait, jeez. You had to pay for the hose?
Why did you have to pay for their mistake?
I had to pay $1,000 for the, actually, no, the place in Portland fixed the hose. But I was out $1,000 for both the initial wreckage and another $1,000 for the Portland hotel that weekend.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, God. That makes sense. All right.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That's brutal.
Well, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, you're pretty much correct on that.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
So, I've got a hell of a story. About 20 years ago, I'm living down in Oklahoma with my ex and his bandmates and find out I'm pregnant. So we're all from Washington. We decide to move back to Washington, but we're kids and we're poor, so we've got to drive and basically just take the bare essentials with us. So we only have enough money to get one car back. So we all pile into my friend's Jeep. There's four of us, two cats, and the back loaded down with all of our stuff.
Great.
Mind you, I'm also pregnant, first trimester. I'm sicker than hell. Don't feel good. So we get on the road, and we go straight up north from Oklahoma City into Kansas. Our AC goes out. It's the end of July. It's hot. It's very hot. We have no AC. We get about halfway through Kansas. My boyfriend gets heat stroke. We have to stop and get a hotel, spend money we don't have. But he recovers. We recover from that. We move on. The cats are crying. They're throwing up. They're going to the bathroom in their carriers. So we're stopping every couple hours to clean them out and let me throw up and carry back on the trip. Finally, we make it up into Boise when we stop for the night. We all decide to go out for pizza and, you know, buffet at a Shakey's Pizza. Well, Shakey's is now a new slang term in our group for diarrhea and vomiting because we all got food poisoning.
Oh, Shakey's.
Shakey's.
Come on, not Shakey's.
Shakey's. It's right there in the,
on,
right there in the
whenever
name.
I get, yes, whenever I get food poisoning from now on, it's the Shakey's. I get the Shakey's.
Jesus,
so
whiz.
God, so somehow we managed to survive Boise and the Shakey's, and we get back on the road. As soon as we get back on the road and get over the border into Washington, we get into a car accident.
Jeez.
This lady changes lanes into our car and, you know, she finds out we've got cats and a pregnant girl in the back seat and just feels probably like, you know, dog poop on the bottom of a shoe. But she was very sweet and thankfully the car was still drivable. So we continued on our quest and made it safely back to Seattle. But it was probably the worst trip I've ever been on in my life. I will never eat at a Shakey's again.
I was going to ask.
With a cat in the car.
I feel like a cat in the car, unless I'm going to the vet, is like the last animal. I would rather have an angry gorilla in the car.
All right, before you tell us, I have a question because I'm just curious. Because you're living with a band, right? And your boyfriend's in the band. And he's the one who got laid. So I'm guessing your boyfriend at the time played guitar.
He played guitar and he was the lead singer.
I knew it wasn't the bassist. That's the only reason I asked.
No, it's not the bass
the
player.
Bassist is not getting laid.
No.
I knew it had
Does
to be.
Does anybody besides the lead singer get to bring a girl on tour?
Probably not. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know, we weren't even on tour, but my boyfriend and I moved down to Oklahoma, what was supposed to be temporarily, to house sit for his dad, because his dad was in Europe. He volunteers at the Olympics every 4 years.
Oh, man.
So we're like, cool, let's just get out of town for a few weeks. And then we decide, you know, we're going to stay because my boyfriend met some guy that, you know, worked at a recording studio down there. And, you know, he's lead singer, so he managed to convince all the guys to move down there with us. But then, you know, he gets me pregnant, and I was like, well, I'm not having my baby in Oklahoma. So
that was it. All right.
That changed the trajectory of the whole experience.
How old is your kid now?
Yeah, how old's Boomer?
She's 18.
18.
She's 18. She just graduated high school
nice.
At the end of this last school year. And, yeah, you
did
know,
you,
we survived
did
somehow.
You kick her out?
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
She's still doing her thing and, you know, living off of her parents. But she's a good kid. She's a good kid. The Shakey's didn't get her and the car accident didn't get her.
Were you worried that the Shakey's might affect her when she was coming out of you there?
I mean, you know, you never know what kind of damage a illness can do when you're pregnant. Everything's terrifying. So, you know, but thankfully, whatever ailed us from Shakey's was not.
They call that Shakey's baby syndrome.
Yeah.
It's
all for pizza.
That would have been terrible. You know, she did come out somewhat normal,
Even
with he and I as her parents. And, you know,
good times.
She's got a strong constitution, that one. She never gets sick.
You know why? Because Shakey's.
Shakey's. She got immunized in the womb.
Ted versus the FCC is coming up. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.